This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Rocket fire and explosions lit up the Gaza Strip for a fifth night and into the early hours of Saturday as the conflict between Israel and Hamas militants continues. News footage captured several bright flashes from explosions and the sounds of blasts reverberating as both sides exchanged fire. Palestinian medical officials said at least 126 people have been killed in Gaza since Monday, including 31 children and 20 women and 950 others wounded. Among eight dead in Israel were a soldier patrolling the Gaza border and six Israeli civilians, including two children. That's according to Israeli authorities. A number of states in the U.S. have embraced new federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors or out in most situations. But other states and some businesses are taking a wait-and-see attitude amid questions of whether the new advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is workable, since it essentially leaves it up to people to do the right thing or what they think is the right thing. Labor groups and others warn that employees at stores and other businesses could be forced into the role of vaccination police. The states that announced plans to fall in line with the CDC guidance span the country. Also in the U.S., gas shortages have spread from the south, almost exhausting supplies in Washington, D.C. The runs on gasoline follow a ransomware attack that forced the nation's largest gasoline pipeline to shut down. Georgia-based Colonial Pipeline reported making substantial progress in getting the pipeline back in full service. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit voanews.com.